Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Good morning. Well, it's my brother's birthday. He lives in Idaho.
We better talk about it.
But it's a good day. This is the start of fall for me. When my bro has a birthday, that means we're close to the hunts, which is always a good thing.
You know, I always say that my very favorite month is October, and I really do feel like that's my favorite month. But I also have an October birthday. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Is your favorite month your birthday month?
Well, actually, yes, it is.
See?
It's December.
Well, duh. Who wouldn't love December?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to test this theory, but it doesn't work on you. Well, is everyone's favorite month their birthday month?
Emily's favorite month is her birthday month. It's December as well.
Well, you guys don't count. Birthdays in December don't count. Well, you know what December means, and the start of fall and October, it means cooler temperatures. And I don't know, Sheriff, I feel it out there.
It's coming. And so it's that time of year that it's time to start thinking. You don't have to do it right away, but it's time to start thinking about getting your car ready for the winter conditions. So you should have your car serviced for winter conditions. Get your battery checked. Your battery power decreases as temperatures drops, making it more hard to start your car. And if your battery's already kind of bad, this is the time of year that it dies,
yeah.
Basically. Get your cooling system checked. Make sure you have the right antifreeze for wintertime. And make sure, of course, all your belts, hoses, and all that stuff's good to go. You don't want to be broken down on the side of the road. If you do use the winter tires, it's getting that time of year to switch to the winter tires. And then this is something that always baffles me is your tire pressure. As the temperature changes, your tire pressure changes. So for every 10 degree of ambient temperature change could mean a 1 PSI. Of tire pressure. So you should check your tire pressure a lot this time of year because we have a lot of extreme temperature changes. So you'll get in your car and see your little tire thing on. That's why.
Yeah. It's not that you have a leak or something that you ignore. You never ignore it.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Never ignore it. And there's a lot of reasons you want your tire pressure to be correct. Fuel mileage is one of them. But also, if the tire's low and you run it low, it runs a good chance of blowing it out. So install your winter wipers. So there's the wintertime wipers have the rubber on them so ice doesn't build up on them. So you can get that done. Keep your washer fluid full. That's a major thing. Make sure you have plenty of washer fluid and it's actual washer fluid and not water in there. Because water will freeze, washer fluid won't, but you can keep your windshield clean. Pack a winter safety kit, and I'm big on this. Have a fire source, a first aid kit, some flares, flashlight with batteries, ice scraper. I keep an extra jacket in my car and boots, and then you should have some non-perishable food and water supply. Jumper cables, bag of sand and a shovel, of course your cell phone, extra antifreeze, and some tools. And I've always harping on my kids, keep your gas tank half full, especially in the wintertime. If you get stranded on the side of the road, that is your heat source. And then keep your defrosters working. And then learn emergency preparedness. If you do get stuck somewhere on a lonely road, don't get out of sight of your vehicle. Because if the wind is blowing and snowing, you may lose sight of it and not be able to get back to it. That is your shelter. And then don't leave your car running the entire time that you're there. You run a risk of carbon monoxide poisoning, but you also burn up all your fuel.
Right.
Warm your car up, get warm, and then shut it off. It's insulated. It'll stay warm for a while. And then, of course, be prepared for the first snow. It seems like Utah drivers are the best drivers in the world in snow except for the first storm.
First storm.
Yeah.
And then we are like, wait, what is this white stuff?
Yeah. And then
we've never seen it before.
We get a reality check like, oh, that was snow.
Right.
I get it.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, Sheriff, I actually had to this morning for the first time get my car warmed up this morning before I left. Yep. That's another thing you need to think about. For those that have the auto start on the remote that you can do from the house, your car will not do that unless it's locked. But for those that have to walk out and actually put the key in the ignition, you need to be aware of what's going on around you. You don't want to just leave your car sitting in the driveway unlocked and running.
Yeah,
that's opening up the door for a burglary.
You bet. Yeah, and that's, yeah, don't do that. But if you have the auto start feature, it'll lock and it'll idle and it won't go anyway. If someone were to get in it, it shuts off
right fast.
But the reason this came about is because I woke up this morning and walked outside and my yard was frozen. The sprinklers kicked on in the night and it made ice.
Yeah.
So it's getting time to winterize that system as well.
Yep, I think that that's on our to-do this weekend. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you coming in.
I love being here. Just want to tell everyone, drive safely out there. Keep an eye out for the kiddos that are out at the school bus stop. You got to watch for them because they're not watching for you. And, you know, Halloween's right around the corner. That's my favorite time of the year. So we'll be talking about that a lot in the weeks to come.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to be doing some Halloween safety tips because it's creeping up quick. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.